This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
What have you been doing, Tim?
I'm in Adelaide.
Yes.
And this is how this happens, by the way. Fats Management Company, here's a company I love, by the way, TLA. I'm not managed by them myself, but they're good people, approached us to go as a show, but mainly because of Bill, to come over here and promote the fact that the LIV tournament is coming up at Magnificent Grange Golf Course, not far from here, in about 3 weeks' time. So we're like, okay, well, that works.
That sounds
good. It sort
of
fits with our show and fits with what we do. And then about a minute later, Fat told us that he actually couldn't attend himself.
Commitments.
Yeah. Sports bet or...
Points or, bet, Jim.
Points bet, right.
I'm not very good at commitments, but I followed this one.
You had a shoot on the day that you're meant to be here and we all agreed to come and join you.
Yes, locked in. Right. Locked and loaded. Good. Anyway.
He had a lunch too.
Yes. And you had a lunch.
A pork roll with crackle. Magnificent.
With his brother.
So... we get on the plane. I'm with Beersy, of course, who runs all our digital. Whit, our producer, was already over here.
Yeah.
So she picks us up from the airport in a Kia Carnival, a people mover.
The big one.
It's the single biggest car Whit's ever driven. I've never seen a car more carefully driven in all my life. It's like she was driving a bus.
Yes.
We went down to Henley Beach.
Oh.
Dropped into the Ramsgate.
Oh, how's the Ramsgate?
Oh, it's a beautiful old pub, the Ramsgate. Yeah, yeah. Famous, of course, for Mark Rashute. In the car park.
Who was it? Rashuto, the Carr brothers?
Yeah, Josh Carr.
Josh Carr.
Just, I think, had him in a decent old headlock, Bill, and I don't think he was letting go.
No,
Rashute.
Yes.
I think Chadwick Corns might have been there as well.
Right.
So we went, dropped in very quickly in there and then headed to the Grange Golf Course. Now, I'm not playing a lot of golf at the moment. My wrist is very sore. So Bernard Vince turns up.
Oh, Bernie.
And he is taking on Wade Ormsby, who's just won the Asian Tour event in Thailand, just come 24th in the event in Hong Kong. So he's in rollicking shape. And, of course, he's part of the LIV contingent. So he'll be playing in this tournament coming up. So we had Orms there, and then we had Bernard there. Bernard's just had his 14th kid in a week and a half, so he hasn't been playing a lot of golf.
Yes.
And, of course, Orms has just literally flown in from Hong Kong last night. So what I said was Bernie gets two shots, two balls.
Mm-hmm.
Orms gets one ball
until
they get on the green.
Ah.
And then Bernie only gets the one putt or one ball to putt.
Yeah.
And Orms obviously is a pro, so he's playing with his
ball. How many holes are they playing?
Two holes.
Two holes.
So it's a two-hole play.
Right.
On the two holes that are going to be used in the tournament.
Wow.
So, Bill, we get to the first green.
Yes.
Well, before we get there, Orms has played it beautifully. He's laid his second up to about 30, 40 feet and then, you know, pitched to about 8 feet. But Bernard, after a nice drive... his second shot with a 3-wood didn't leave the ground.
Just went along the grass.
Just the whole way along the grass.
As long as they go straight, Jim.
Well, it went straight enough. Yeah, but then Orm said, well, you've got another ball, so you can hit another one if you want. So he dropped another ball and hit the exact same shot again. He might as well hit them both with a putter.
Yeah.
They never looked like getting off the ground.
Mm.
But anyway, he rolled them up to a decent enough distance and then sort of half-bladed his wedge, but got that to about 30 feet.
Ooh, good.
Now, Orm's reminder is about 10 foot away.
Yeah.
He's 30 foot away, Bernard, like miles.
This is the first hole.
This is the first hole. He's got this putt for birdie. Have a listen.
Oh. Decent.
Oh.
Decent. He's boxed it.
Oh, no! No! You cannot believe that. You are the arsiest. That is ridiculous.
Left to right.
That is ridiculous.
Oh,
Jim.
Show that for me, Jim, please.
No. Jim, stop swearing.
Hey. He said, get that for me, Jim, will you? I'm like, no. There's all these tradies on the scaffolding setting up the grandstands. They're all hooting and hollering. They watch Bill.
30 foot. Drop
it. I said to him later, you'd have another 20 goes at that. And you wouldn't land one of them.
Have we got it on camera?
We got it on camera.
Good.
So the whole thing will be put to air. Yes. It actually looks brilliant. I'd look before.
Yep.
So then Orms.
From 10 feet.
Replied.
This for the win.
This for the win, and we go to an extra hole, which we don't know which one that is. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Orms.
Thanks, Bernie.
This is just the pressure I give out, you know. Look how shattered he is. Jim, be happy for me, Jim.
Cannot believe it.
Be happy
I don't want anything to do. Get away. Jim. Get away from me.
He's going
to
stab
you. I am. I'm going to club you with it. What the hell?
No,
I shouldn't have given him two balls. That's what I should have done. I shouldn't have given you two golf balls.
So Bernie won.
Bernie won.
Beat Wade.
Birdied the first, and then they both parred the second, and that was it. He won. Beat a professional golfer.
No, we're not
going to
hear.
Bernie.
Not going to hear the end of this.
Just completely
my
stuffed
fan.
The whole day up. Anyway, I speak to Wade Ormsby next, and Bernie, to be fair, about what is coming up here in Adelaide.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Life's hard. It's harder if you're stupid.
JB, you're in Adelaide today.
Been in Adelaide today, going and checking out the Grange Golf Course where the LIV tournament is going to be on in a couple of weeks' time, about 3 weeks' time. It's going to be live, by the way, on the screens of Channel 7. So anyone who's interested in this amazing, not just tournament experience, it's a totally different way professionals play golf. Anyway, we were down there with Bernie Vince playing against Wade Ormsby, who's part of the LIV golfing group. And Orms has just come off winning a tournament in Thailand. He's in ripping form, and somehow, I don't know how, Bernie Vince won. Anyway, I caught up with the two of them later on.
Orms, never have I wanted a man to lose more than today with Bernard.
Why'd you?
Well, because now I'm just going to hear about this for the next 10 years.
Oh, I won't bring it up.
Oh, really? 30-foot bomb.
Hey, drive for show, puff.
Oh,
dough.
My God. Hey, congratulations, mate. Great winning in Thailand.
Thank you.
Your fourth win on the Asian Tour. So what does that do for you from a status point of view?
Well, I guess it opens me up some opportunities for LIV next year in 2024, but obviously gives me a great start on the Asian Tour this year. So I'm going to make that my priority this year to try and get myself as far up that order of merit and keep going from there.
Now, you had your great mate, Marcus Fraser, post that win. And Bernard,
yes.
Fair to say that they started at about 2:30 Melbourne time.
Yes.
And the text started rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear your phone going ting, 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 and I'm opening it up and these two lunatics are in a car. Where are you going, back to the airport? Or?
Yeah, about a 2.5-hour trip in the minivan with a few singer beers in there, so it's good.
They were just positioned around this people mover. The LIV tournament is going to be completely nuts. We're at the watering hole.
Absolutely.
Well, I sort of hold you.
Yeah, like you're not playing, mate. You can park yourself in the stands.
I just win a spot.
No, you did not. But how good is this going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. The atmosphere is going to be huge here. I can't wait to get everyone down here to Adelaide.
So tell us, because you've got the big boys like Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson, so many superstars on that tour. How do they feel about coming to South Australia to play golf?
Everyone's excited. It's a great golf course. It's a great town and city. So it's going to be good to get them around these golf courses down here and can't wait to show them around Adelaide.
What did you think about Bernie's game, by the way? Just find a negative for me, please.
It definitely goes left to right, but he beat me, so.
Say something
now for the positive.
I cannot believe it. And what about you? Look at you. He's going like this. Look at him.
Get that off you, Jim.
Hey, by the way, you can watch the LIV tournament here on the screens of 7 all 3 days. How good's that, by the way? Free-to-air TV?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I don't think I'm going to be part of the coverage myself, but I might just sneak in Sunday.
Sneak over, you reckon?
Special comments.
I'll be there, Jim.
Like whispering Jim on the 8th. Great to see you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Jim.
All BS aside.
Mate.
Well
cheers,
done.
Buddy.
Orms, congratulations, thanks, mate. You're a bloody champ. Good luck when the tournament comes.
Bill, it's going to be sensational. All the stands are being put up as we were there. It looks superb.
Greg Norman coming over?
Greg Norman's going to be there. Good. Bloody oath he is.
They're playing a team, 12 teams too, which will be interesting, Jim. And you can watch it all April 21 to 23, and it's all live and free on Network 7, Jimmy boy. So that will be good.
Your manager to get me tickets, and I'm coming back.
Right. Two blokes very happy with themselves there, Rosemary, weren't they?
Oh.
Bernie and Jim.
It doesn't take much anyway on a good day.
Very happy with yourselves.
Hose.
Logs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.